Today is July 10th already, 2020, and we're live from Studio Soap Dish. Hi, Terry.
Hi there, Mark. Boy, time flies, doesn't it?
No kidding. I agree. So, I just want to touch a little bit before we get started, and greetings to our listeners.
Yes.
Let's touch a little bit just quickly on today's episode, because Terry, it's kind of one of my favorites. I don't know. How do you feel about today's show?
Oh, today's show was the absolute best.
I agree.
Yes.
It made me realize that I think you and I were maybe at the time getting a little tired of the Thomas storyline when he was trying to hoodwink Hope into marriage. But bringing that one back today, that was awesome. And I liked him as an actor. Obviously, I didn't like him, which is what they want. Right. But so.
Yeah, today he, and this episode, of course, is when he is about to marry Zoe, and Hope has this plan and takes him down.
Yep.
And the acting today was awesome.
I agree.
All the way around.
That last scene was cool today when he walks out at the end, when everybody, part of what I liked is how everybody gangs up on him, so they just go around the room and they let him have it. It's just the opposite of the Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're lying through their teeth.
I know. And so then he finally gets PO'd, and at the end he walks out, and it's over. I don't think he hadn't been seen again on the show after that, had he, Terry?
No. So it'll be interesting to see him come back at some point,
because
I think he will.
Yep, I do too.
Yeah.
I agree. You and I have talked about that, and because they can do a lot with that character.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. So today is a fact day, because I didn't want to hammer each episode today. I'm kind of on and off like you are, I think, watching the show during the week with the repeats. So I figured today let's just lay some interesting facts about the bold and the beautiful.
So the research department was busy.
Oh boy, yeah. Yep.
All right.
I had to bring him off a hiatus.
Furlough?
Furlough, yes, thank you. That's the word I was looking for. For furlough to get back to work here and dig up some interesting facts. And of course Google helps as well.
Well, yeah.
So
did
Brooke,
you use your PPP to bring him back?
I did. Yeah. Yep.
All right.
Luckily, they look a lot like me, so, yeah.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yep.
So Brooke has been married, Terry, 13 times, according to her long list of husbands online. I haven't had a chance to check if that's a website. Long list. Oh, I suppose just meaning that there was a list. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
And the man with the most marriages is, I think you've gone through some of this before, but it was Ridge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She married him 6 times. I think you had found that fact, or I should say the research department found that fact earlier.
Yeah, get that straight.
Yes. Though she was married to his father twice.
Now, see, that's what I didn't know.
I don't know that I do either, Terry.
I
don't
remember
that. I remember the one time, the one, like you said, when he was wearing those pants that he shouldn't have been wearing.
Yes. The Wranglers up to his belly button.
Yeah, when he was on the what would you call it? Air balloon or
hot air balloon,
there
yes.
There you go. Yeah.
That was a terrible episode.
I know.
Oh, yeah. So mean.
So anyway, so the second most marriages was to him as well. So the show airs 5 times a week, as we all know, but the men and women who play the characters on the B&B are filming, I found this interesting, 8 episodes per week.
Yeah.
Yep.
That does make sense, though.
It does, because they're way ahead, you know.
Yeah.
I forget when they all went on sabbatical for a while because of COVID. It seems like, I don't know, do you remember? They must have had 2-3 weeks worth of episodes after that.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah.
Just about 3 weeks, I believe.
Seems like it, yeah. Mm-hmm. So the next interesting fact, 35 million viewers. That's per day.
Wow.
The show is broadcast over 100 countries, and more than 35 million people tune in to watch these characters every single day. So that's interesting.
That's huge.
Especially for a show that's on 5 times a week. Yeah, you know, it's not once like a lot of nighttime shows are.
Mm-hmm.
Next fact, 90 weddings. How about that, Terry? So since
they love those weddings.
They love their weddings. Since the show first aired, there have been more than 90 weddings. That might seem like a lot, but let's remember that many of them are with the same characters, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, Ridge and Brooke have been married 6 times, so that's 6 at least out of the 90. And Steffi is about to marry Liam. Now, this is an old fact at this point, but Steffi is about to marry Liam for a 4th time.
Oh, God.
I had forgotten that, too. I knew they were married you know, a few times, but I didn't realize it was 4.
Mm-mm. I didn't either.
Okay, 19 deaths for a show that's been on the air for more than 3 decades. That's actually a low number of people. And like other soaps, however, this show tends to not kill people off and bring them back. Well, I think that's been done, though, a few times.
Yeah, yes. I believe Taylor.
Yep, Taylor has.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh, and what's her name? The crazy, crazy lady.
Oh, gosh. Yeah. I can't think of her name off the top of my head either.
Her name just spaced, yeah.
Yeah. So next fact is 8 births and counting. The official number of babies born as of 2017 was 18. But there have been a few more babies since then.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking it's more like 20 or so is what they're finding here.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's quite a few over the years.
Yes, it is. But, you know, with all that messing around they do.
Right. It's surprising it's not higher, right?
And that actually this week was a good episode where Brooke is pregnant with Hope. Deacon's kid.
Yeah, I saw that
when
too.
When he's married to Bridget.
Yep.
And then she is confronted and drops to her knees as at 8 months pregnant. And Stephanie is the one.
Right. Who helps her.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny. You know, that was a good episode. I agree. And I totally forgotten about that one as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun to go back on some of those. Some of them are really not very good, but. Some of these episodes they're playing are good.
Yes.
So one natural disaster during the history of the show. They don't do deaths and returns and major natural disasters every time you turn around on this show, like some do.
Yeah.
They do have a lot of social drama for their fans, but they don't do a lot of natural disasters. There was an earthquake in Big Bear once, but that was it.
Well,
remember Big Bear?
Oh, yeah. But there was also that deal when Hope was giving birth. So that's kind of a natural disaster because that's when they couldn't get to the
island.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the flying conditions were too bad to get Liam there.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. So the only originals left on the show are Eric and Brooke.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it says Ridge, but I see he's since been replaced. So there's only 3 characters in the show as of the time this was done. But again, Ridge has been replaced.
I like this new Ridge much better.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
You know, I was thinking about that again today, Terry, watching the end of the show. He's very believable as an actor.
Yes, much more so than Jaw.
Than the Jaw Man.
Yes.
So they use their original stage. I found this interesting as well. Many soaps move around, but this one has been on the same stage since day one. They've been on stage 31 at CBS Television City in L.A.
Yeah.
Never moved.
That is really interesting. And that, I would assume, really helps the characters, too.
You would think so.
Yeah. It would be a lot easier to be super familiar with that.
Right. Yep, I agree. Brooke, I like the next one's interesting. Brooke and Bill met before. He wasn't Bill Spencer, but Brooke did a crossover back in the late 90s to go to The Young and the Restless, my other favorite soap opera.
Yes.
Where she did a little business with Victor Newman, my guy, Victor.
Yeah.
Don Diamont, who plays Bill, walked in on them in his old role in the show, and then they were married quickly for under a year on the B&B. Interesting.
Huh. I didn't remember that at all.
No, I didn't either. But it's good to hear about old Vic again.
Oh, yeah. He's a great character.
I love him on that show.
Yeah. It's too bad you missed him.
I know. I know he was in Northfield, and I had some commitment that I just could not get out of. I wanted to make that happen.
Yeah.
You'll have to let me know if he ever comes back, Terry.
Oh, I will. I'll let you know.
All right. The Bold resumed filming in the current season on Wednesday, June 17th. So they've been back filming for three weeks maybe, huh?
Oh, yeah.
There's no air dates set yet, but the hope is for the half-hour soap to return to originals in early to mid-July. So we should be coming up on that pretty soon.
Well, and I started thinking about that because of today's episode. They're going to be getting a lot closer because they're going to want to remind audiences, I think, where it was left off.
Oh, so you think they'll go back and play the most recent ones?
I think they might.
That would make sense.
Well, that's my prediction.
Okay, that's a prediction. That's a bold prediction.
Thank you.
Yes. the next one is a spoiler alert before we close. Oh. Producer Brad Bell have leaked out that Steffi Forrester will have at least one man pursuing her when the live show returns. And one of them, rumor is, one of them may be Bill Spencer.
Oh, for God's sake.
I knew you'd say that.
That just makes me sick.
Well, it sounds like, based on what the research department found, it sounds like there's going to be more than one love interest for her. So they think they're going to be expanding her role.
Yeah. Well, she does a good job.
Yeah,
she's a good actress. And there's a lot they could do with her character.
Yep, I agree. She's easy on the eyes too, Terry.
Oh, I hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
I want to see if they bring back Denise Richards.
She's come. Oh, I should have told you that. So one of the things that the research department found was Denise Richards was talking about coming back to the studio for the first day or two or three or whatever. And she said she was kind of laying out all the precautions that are being taken with COVID-19 to, you know, keep the actors safe. And so, and you and I joked a little bit, I think, on our last show about bringing in a blow-up doll for... And she talked about that too, by the way, in her interview. Denise Richards did.
Wow.
So she said she found she got a good laugh, a good chuckle out of it.
Oh yeah, that will be funny.
I can't wait.
I want to see what that looks like.
We might have to do a separate episode, or at least a separate part on our dish about that.
Well, and you know what? I was just popped in my head. Taylor could actually kind of do that, or Hunter Tylo. She's had so much plastic surgery, you can almost think. Oh, that
zinger.
Was a zinger! Yeah.
Wow, that was a good one, Terry.
Thank you.
Oh boy.
Meow.
Yeah, meow. Any closing thoughts?
You know, just like I said, I think they'll be leading up to it, at least to get some of the newer episodes to get people back interested more in what's going on. So I think that's going to happen.
I like that.
What I hope does not happen is that they totally blow Sally Spectra's character.
Ooh,
I mean, she was tough and sassy, and I want that one back.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't like the one that left off.
I know, I'm agree.
Weak
with
that. And yeah, that's not good.
I bet they'll bring her back with vengeance.
Yeah, they should. She's a good actress too.
Yep, agreed. Well, until we dish again,
keep it sudsy,
and we're out.